both girls, ages 9 and 6. He had, over the course of 18 years, built his own executive headhunting business with two partners. As CEO of Perfect Placement, he oversaw recruitment both on and off planet. Though he maintained his base in London, he traveled extensively. Perfect Placement kept offices in New York, East Washington, Tokyo, Madrid, Sydney, New LA, Dubai, Hong Kong, Vegas too, and most recently had established a center on the Olympus Resort. He lived well, entertained lavishly, had earned a reputation for pinpointing the precise needs of a client and making what he thought of as a perfect marriage. In business, Nigel B. McEnroy was scrupulous, exacting, ethical, and diligent. None of that stopped him from being, in his private life, a liar, a cheat, an adulterer, and a serial rapist. The man was unquestionably a pig, and it was time for the slaughter. She looked forward to it, and felt she'd chosen her first very well. He liked cheating with redheads, ones with large breasts, ones, most usually, lower on the food chain of power than himself. When he wasn't fishing in his own company pool, he enjoyed hunting in upscale clubs. If that wasn't bad enough, considering his wife and two children, he usually tipped a drug into his chosen prey's drink to ensure cooperation. Capitulation. Worse, perhaps, he had at least once, she suspected more, roofied a potential candidate for a position, one he would pass over for a male, just to add insult to injury. Of course, the poor girl hadn't been able to prove a thing, could barely remember the assault, had been too afraid to accuse the son of a bitch. But she'd heard enough from other victims, more than enough to begin her research, stalking, trailing, watching the pig in action, and twice had documented his rapist routine. Finally, she had everything in place, and now took a long last look at herself in the full-length mirror in her workshop. Her hair, long, wavy, bold red, her eyes dyed a deep, sharp green and carefully made up, her lips plumped and as red as her hair. She'd worked for some time to give her nose the appearance of a slight up-tilt, her chin the slightest point. The temporary fake boobs looked and felt absolutely real. You got what you paid for. To finish it off, she'd patted her ass just a bit and used a very subtle self-tanner for a slight golden hue. The dress she'd chosen, green like the eyes, slick as water, fit like skin. The heels, sparkling silver, gave her more height, especially with the narrow lifts. Pig Nigel hit 6'1", and with the shoes, she'd stand at 5'11". A good fit. She looked statuesque, bold, sexy. With the wig, the body and face enhancements, why, her own mother wouldn't recognize her. She gave one more turn in the triple full-length mirror, fluff the wig. Engage, Wilford. The droid, designed to simulate a white male in his 60s with a trim silver mustache to match the flow of hair, opened quiet blue eyes. Yes, madam. She'd programmed his voice to a plummy British accent, outfitted him in a black suit, crisp white shirt, black tie. Bring the car around, she ordered. The town car. You'll drive me to a club called This Place, then park and wait for further orders. As you wish, madam. Take the elevator. I've unblocked it. While he followed her instructions, she checked the contents of her bag, then walked to the monitors. Her grandmother, bless her, slept peacefully with the medical droid on watch.